Blog Talk Radio.
Stressful, breakful, release me.
Of favor. It's a time of rain. It's a time of increase. It's a time of harvest. It's a time for reaping. You've sown in many tears. You've sown countless nights. You've paced your floor back and forth. You've believed. You've stood on words that you have yet to see come to pass. But this is the time for rain.
I find space for what I treasure, and I make time for what I want. I choose my priorities, and Jesus, you're my number one. So I will make So I will make room for you. I will prepare for two.
Are having, that's Pat Lewis I'm talking about. Oh, okay. I said we were just having conversations. So some people, man, I just don't think this is a time we can sit back and be quiet. We can't afford to, right? We can't afford to sit back and be quiet. We can't afford to just sit around and watch our people die anymore, man. We've come too far. We've struggled too long, and we fought too hard to just sit back and think that things are going to get better if we just let, if we just sit idly by and let it happen. I don't know about you, but I'm not, that's played out. We're not doing that anymore, right? We're not going to do that. We're not going to play that game. We're not going to do that anymore. But I want to talk real quick about, so at the end of the show, I want to say some things. And let me say this. So at the end of the show, we took a call from a guy in South Carolina. We took a call from a guy in South Carolina. He called in the first time. He hit his number. When he called in, and he called in unknown, right? So, you know, either star 67 or whatever he did. He called in unknown because he wanted to say some things. So when he called in unknown, we took the call. Normally we don't, because we do try to screen the calls, because when you're on live radio, you do want to kind of make sure that that you are screening the calls, at least to the point where people are not the volume went low, because that's turning red. It shouldn't be red, but okay. Okay. Because I hear it in my ear. One of the things that he called in, yeah, he Denise Mitchell says coward. He called in and he had his number, so he called me a racist, right? So we put him and we put him on back in the waiting room. We didn't hang up on him. Watch this. Not one time did we hang up on him. So he called me a racist. So I told him, even though he could hear us, but you all could no longer hear him, I told him, I said, call us back from your correct phone number. Call us back from your correct phone number. And so we were about to end the show. We were already, the show was pretty much in the process of being over with. And he called back from his phone number, or from a phone number. Let me put it that way. He called back from a phone number. He called back, and so we let him on the – I let him on the air. I'm not going to blame my producers. I said, go ahead, let him on the air. We let him on the air, and he went on to call me a effing N-word. Yeah, that's what it was. He called me an effing N-word. We did not edit the show. We left it on there. So if you want to go back and just – if you want to have a laugh – go back and listen to the last 3 minutes of the show. Go for it. If it's going, you know, if that's the kind of stuff that makes you laugh, go for it. So he called me that, right? And I was like, okay, no problem. So I gave his phone number out on the air to everybody on the air. And some of y'all decided to call and do some checking. Shiante tried to look him up, and, you know, she found out that he was in, we know that he was in South Carolina. But I did my own version of looking the guy up. So I want to say this. He does not have, if he does, he's using a different name. He does not have a social media presence, right? Byron Hastings from South Carolina, anytime you want to call back to the TTLO radio show, feel free to. But just know, I don't care if you buy a track phone from whatever. If you buy the phone and you use it in this country, Dana can find you. So you feel free. Feel free, Mr. Hastings, Byron, or if you're from South Carolina, Byron. Feel free to give us a call if you're listening tonight. Feel free to give us a call, Byron. Anyway, we still got the number too. If y'all want to call, no, I don't. I'm not gonna do that to Byron tonight. But if he decides to call back in, he's more than welcome to call back in. Yeah. So let me ask this question, because I totally forgot. I didn't mean to forget. How was y'all's Mother's Day? I just completely let that get over my head, right? How was Mother's Day for everybody? Everybody had a good Mother's Day. Y'all did y'all see y'all mamas? Did y'all do drive bys? Did y'all do hangouts? Did y'all, you know, I saw my mama. Did y'all do drive-bys? Did y'all, do some things yesterday with your moms? Did y'all have virtual? I just can't get into the virtual dinner thing. That don't move me. I can't. I mean, it might work, and I'm not knocking the people who do it. I don't want to sit and eat. You know, I got my dinner on my side. I'm 20 miles away, and you got your dinner, and then we sit there, and I guess we had the cameras up, and we talk like we would if we was all sitting around the table. Because what if I want to throw something at you? I can't. What if I want to throw this biscuit across? I just throw it at the camera. How do you get around that, right? So I'm not a fan of that. But how was you all's Mother's Day? We had a great time yesterday here at the historic Ebenezer. If you haven't had a chance to watch, the video will be loaded sometime tonight, maybe. Yes, sometime tonight. The video from the service is still up, but we put together a tribute yesterday. The Ebenezer Media Team put together a wonderful, I would say the Ebenezer Media Team, technically the TTLO Media Team, but the Ebenezer Media Team or the J-Mail Productions put together a great video yesterday. It'll be a collaboration of the TTLO. It'll be a collaboration of the TTLO J Melton audio video. Yeah, because it's TTLO and then it's J Melton. So yeah, there you go. So it's like a collab. what y'all talking about? You created the what? The slideshow? Oh, I'm sorry. So then guess what? It was a TTLO media production. Latonya Melton did all the work, but it was a TTLO. Jalen just, I was just informed he just pushed buttons. All you do is spin record. I know the feeling, Jalen. Trust me, I know. It's okay. It's I know, just spin records. What? I've been told that's all I've been doing for the last 5 years was spinning records. Right, but I'm just saying, all I do is talk. That's what, you know, that's what I do back here. I don't do nothing else. What? Say what? DJ Wireless. That's pretty good. So anyway, did you all have a good Mother's Day? My mom is on here. Happy. I have to say belated because I was on time with it yesterday, though. But my mom is on here. Hopefully you guys had a good time. I want to say this, and I normally type a post up. And I didn't get to do it yesterday because it probably slipped my mind. But I normally type a post up because I have a lot of friends who no longer have their mothers, right? And I always like to honor those people, man, because I know at some point we all got to get there. We all got to go there. But, you know, I normally put up a post. I normally do a refresh of a post that I posted 10 years ago, and I keep the post going because I always want to honor those people, man, because I know Mother's Day can be difficult for those who have recently lost their moms, because for some this would be their first Mother's Day without their moms. For others, it's been an ongoing thing. I know people that lost their moms on Mother's Day, and so Mother's Day is not always the happy and joyous occasion that it is for everyone else. So I do want to honor people we always want to take time out for those people, man. And I know, like, for my mom, I have always been a spoiled brat. And that's not a new thing. Y'all just find that out. Oh, well, you'll be all right. I know that I share my mother with quite a few people. You know, I'm still getting used to that, but I share my mother with quite a few people, and that's okay. But I understand that, and you know what? I take that as a compliment, because don't nobody want to share nothing if it ain't good. Let me say that again. Don't nobody want to share nothing if it ain't good. So we got. I want to say that again. Thank y'all so much, and again, happy Mother's Day to all of the people. Those of you who stand in the gap, those of you who are like mothers to other people, we want to celebrate you, and we want to make sure we're always giving you your just due. And we're going to do the same thing for I want to share a story with you all, though, because I tend to sometimes y'all know I'm overly transparent on this show. Right. I'm overly transparent sometimes. And so I want to share something. So yesterday, you know what I should have did? I should have gave him the text to post so he could have shared it on the screen so I could have shared it. Huh? So yesterday, you know how you get, you know, people were sending out Mother's Day text, right? And why did I just take another screenshot and I already had it? Yesterday, people were sending out Mother's Day texts, right? So people were sending out Mother's Day texts. And what should I send it? Which one? Text message or Facebook Messenger? Thank you. That's what I don't know. me. I'm trying to talk and do this at the same time. So anyway, you know how they send out people send out not Facebook messages, text messages for Mother's Day, and they do all that stuff, right? So I got this message. Thank you, son, for my two bonus daughters. Really? Did she say that? Really? For my? Is that what she? Okay. So anyway, I get this message yesterday, roughly at about 3:40. Yesterday, I get this message yesterday at 3:40, and the message says, "Happy Mother's Day." Right? That's what the message said. And I go, okay. You know, and people make mistakes. I get it. You know, they make mistakes. But the Mother's Day message came from my father, right? And what was interesting is, and, you know, if you've watched this show long enough, y'all know, probably overly transparent, and I'm probably sure somebody going to send me something. And don't inbox me, y'all, telling me you shouldn't have said that and you shouldn't have shared that, because that's not a good move for you. So just let it go. If you don't want to hear this part of the show, then you don't want to hear this part, mute your thing or turn your volume down for a moment. So anyway, right. So I get a text message from my father that said Happy Mother's Day. And so when the message comes, I said, oh, this is interesting. So I'm thinking, okay, you know, at first I wasn't, the fact that he sent me the message didn't bother me, right? That part didn't even bother me, right? And normally stuff don't really bother me. If you know me, some stuff just don't bother me, right? So I get this message and it says Happy Mother's Day. And I said, okay. I said, well, and my response was, and I think Jalen is going to have it up there for y'all in a minute. So anyway, he sends this message. Now, mind you, this is the first time I've talked to him since any conversation with him since Father's Day of 2019, right? That was the last time we had that I texted him was Father's Day 2019. I texted him that morning at 7:34 saying Happy Father's Day, and he said thank you at 10:40 the same day, right? So that was the last time we've had any type of conversation. Moving forward. So I get this Mother's Day message, and so I was wondering how to respond. I was wondering how to respond because you all know this because y'all was here. I just celebrated my 50th birthday on Tuesday, right? I just celebrated my 50th birthday on Tuesday. Y'all stay with me, right? All right, so that was the deal. I did that, celebrated my birthday on Tuesday. Mind you, okay, that's fine if you need to, yeah. It ain't come up. I don't see it yet. So, but anyway, he sends me this message. So I responded and I said, and y'all will see it in a second. I'll say, this is your son who turned 50 on Tuesday. However, I will pass the message on to my mother. That was my response to him. Oh, y'all. Okay. Yeah. That's real blurry. Why is that so blurry? Oh, okay. That's horrible. I'm like, what is that? Okay. I wonder if it was because I sent it to Facebook. Is it because of the way Facebook processed it, maybe? I probably should have sent it to your... huh? Really? Okay. So anyway, that's the message. And I said, this is your son who turned 50 on Tuesday. However, I'll pass the message on to my mother. And then y'all see the response I got. Thank you for the clarity. Happy belated. Stay safe. Huh? Right. That's the message that I got. That's the message that I got back yesterday. from Mr. Joel Harper, otherwise known as Seed Giver. That is the gist of it was. So it didn't bother me at first, right? But then it had time to sink in after a while. I don't know why I let it sink in, but after a while it started to late last night, it bothered me a little bit because I said, you know what, we all make choices, right? We all make choices. Our relationships, whatever relationships we have, good, bad, or indifferent, whether it be with our children, with our siblings, or whoever they are, we choose those relationships, right? So you know what I did was I took this same message because, I've overly transparent with you guys. I've shared my relationship with my own son with you guys on this show. I sent this to my son. I said, hey, take a look at this. And his response was, oh, that's cold-blooded. He's like, that's cold, Pops. That's literally what he called me. He said, that's cold, Pops. I was like, yeah. And then his response to me, his response that we shared back and forth was, well, me and you got to do better. And I said, yeah, we do. We can do better than that. Because that's crazy. You know what I'm saying? I mean, at this point, dude, I don't need nothing from you, right? I don't, there's nothing, first of all, there's nothing you can give me. Right. There's really nothing you can you can give me other and you don't give respect. You earn it. And I don't I'm not asking you to give me anything, you know, but I just found it interesting, the dialogue. And you guys saw it for yourself. That was the dialogue. You make a mistake and send a message. And again, I don't know if he was sending it to my mother either, because, you know, they don't talk. So I don't know who he was sending the message to, right? I think about that. That's the part that hit me too. I'm like, he probably wasn't even intending to send that. He couldn't have been sending that to her because they don't talk, right? But you put this bogus message out there, and I just decided I would share that with y'all, you know, because I said, hey, it's just one of them things. But you know what though? I look at it like this: anything that he has not been a part of, that's on him, right? That's on him. Anything that he's missing out on, that he's missed out on, that's him, right? I mean, I look at it like this. I've been married twice, right? Twice. He didn't meet Nan wife. not a Nan, one of them, right? And now I have a whole granddaughter. Right, a whole granddaughter, bruh. That's on you, man. That's all that's on you, right? So you get to miss out on all that, and if you sleep well with it, hey, more power to you, sir. And we all good on this side. We all good on this side, cause as I say all the time, Team King always goes. We good. So anyway, let's keep it moving. So look, we got this. What did y'all do? Did anybody tell me what they did for their Felicia says she received flowers and two Live Crew CD from her son. Didn't know if I should cuss or stop. Wait a minute. Which two Live Crew CD did you get? I can't even look. That'd be real unsafe to me to tell y'all how much I used to like two Live Crew. Two Live Crew was like, yeah. Two Live Crew. That's Uncle Luke, right?
I want to rock.
Oh, yeah. Say what? Rock, right now I rock for Jesus. But you know, Two Live Crew. When is VH1 going, Lifetime going to do the Two Live Crew real life story? I'm talking about, no, I said the real life story. So we can get the boot, so we can see the Two Live Crew. When Lifetime going to give us a, no, they going Oh God, that's hilarious. That's pretty good though, Felicia. That's a good gift. Flowers and two Live Crew CD. That's pretty good. What the rest of y'all do? I saw in the watch party somebody said something and then it disappeared off my screen. Hold on, let me see. Watch party. Denise Mitchell says, great memorable moments. My mom is no longer here. Oh, okay. Awesome. Awesome. Yeah, you know what, man? Memories are a wonderful thing. You can always have those. It was good to see my great-grandmother's picture go across the screen yesterday. Even though I saw the email that she sent it, when you see it and you're sitting there in the midst, it's like, oh, wow, okay, right, you know. And I see those pictures all the time when I go to my mama's house. They're sitting right there in the living room and the dining room. But when you see them go across the screen like that, it's like, oh wow, like that was my girl. So but yeah, it was a good time, man. So hopefully y'all do this Father's Day. We gonna try to do the same thing for Father's Day. Huh?
We might not even be in the building.
But I'm still gonna get my donuts though. I ain't forgot about dads for donuts.
Where that cup at? Ain't even in here no more.
Oh, it's over there. I'm still mad about my donuts for dads that we didn't get last year. I was all excited for donuts for dad. I still feel some kind of way. What did we end up with? Cookies in the cup. I don't even drink coffee. And I only drink tea when I'm sick. So I had my mouth set for some stands, some Krispy Kremes, and I would have took Dunkin' at this point. They ain't even give me. I would have took a Dolly Madison. Huh? Okay. All right. That's if we're here. We might still be on the lockdown. Or maybe they may let us in at the 50 or less. Maybe they may let us in for the 50. We going to be But technically, we could do more than that because we got enough room. We can get 100. We can do 100 piece and be good. So anyway, y'all. So look, we got this good article. I'm going to take a break and then we're going to come back. But we got this great article. What going back to church will look like for some churches. Y'all chime in, man. Let me know what's going on with y'all. And we'll be right back in a moment. In the meantime, let me give y'all some of this. I should have loaded her new song. I should have gave you the video to play. That's what I should have did. It's on YouTube. Oh, you can play it with the sound too. Oh, but my Blog Talk people won't hear it. But you can play. Yeah, but you can play it though. I need to send it to you through Facebook. You got it already? Oh, okay. Okay. Anyway. We're going to do this, y'all. We're going to do this. We're going to take a break. And, Jalen, before you play it, let me know when it's ready because then I'll introduce it, right? So let me know before it's ready. In the meantime, let me give y'all some of this right here, Lessons to Learn, with Major Tyson. Be right back, y'all.
And I know the long wait can feel unreal. Wondering when you're gonna get what you think you deserve. If you think that's how it works, my friend, it don't. There are many things you have to learn to do before God can release what he has for you. While you're waiting on your blessings, work on yourself. Here are some things that you gotta learn. You gotta learn how to kneel and pray. You gotta learn to not complain. You gotta learn to ignore the mess. You gotta learn how not to stress.
While you wait.
You gotta learn to watch your phone.
While you wait.
You need to learn to watch your mouth.
While you wait.
You gotta change what's in your heart.
While you wait.
So who you can handle. Please understand, God knows what you want, and he also knows what's in your heart. If he give it to you now, you may crash and burn. You gotta learn how to wait till it's your turn. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all the other stuff will be added in time. I'm only sharing with you what I know, because these are some lessons I had to learn. You gotta learn how to kneel and pray. You gotta learn to not complain. You gotta learn to ignore the mess. You gotta learn how not to stress. You gotta learn to watch your phone.
While you wait,
you gotta change what's in your heart.
While you wait.
Sound now? Why'd it get? Oh, because you took it out to do the other thing? Oh. Oh, okay. I'm confused as to why we I'm getting there. So yeah, so what you okay. I am so confused right now, because if it's plugged up, what difference do it make? So when that's plugged into the iPad, that don't charge the iPad? Oh, that's okay. I guess I can't say that. Okay. That's gay. Trash. Okay. That's not good. Could you warn me next time you just start unplugging stuff? Yeah, but okay, so we need. Can't you? Oh no, I guess you can't switch it up there. Yeah. Anyway, all right. So we're gonna do this. I can't even play. Oh, so now I can't even play music. Okay. Anyway, we're gonna do this. We're gonna move on because I'm finna get. Yeah, we just gonna move on. Because you can't. Everything is you disconnected stuff in the middle. What? Okay. All right. I didn't know it was charged. I didn't have it. That iPad was charged. The one that's brought, the one that's shooting the video was charged. No, the one that was in here already was charged. The other one, I don't even see it. Right, that one is charged. No, I'm asking the question. So, weren't you using that one to run everything, or no? This is what happens when you laugh. Okay, we're gonna move on. We're gonna move on. I'm gonna take a break, and then we're gonna come back. We just gonna jump right into the article, because I see y'all done dropped off and said, what they doing over there? We don't know. We're gonna drop back. All right. That too. Because this is turned down, because I got this turned down, because I don't need this on there. Yeah. All right. This is what we're going to do. Let me do this real quick. And yeah. I'm going to just do this right here.
Be right. Do you realize that you're alive right now at the greatest time in history? Come on, you realize. Look somebody in the eyes. Don't you know? You're alive at the greatest time in history. We can change the world. Come on. Do you realize? The disciples only wish they had the internet and jets and cell phones and the ability to take the gospel all over the world. Somebody scream! Do you realize?
That's your life.
In history.
In history.
Do you realize?
Do you realize?
created for a purpose. There is greatness on you. Tell somebody there's greatness on you. You're a chosen generation. A royal priesthood.
A strong heart and a strong mind, lots of wisdom, and you'll share it all. You're full of love, joy, and peace, the characteristics that build a happy family. When you give your all. You have my back whenever I fall. When I pray on my knees, I thank the Lord for you and say that I want to be
like my
I want to be
like my daddy. Ooh, just like my daddy.
I want to be like my daddy.
Like my daddy. Ooh, just like my daddy.
Ooh, my daddy.
Like my daddy. Ooh, just like my daddy.
The strength that you possess, it amazes me. The discipline you show, it challenged me. You're full of hope. The characteristics that made you my hero. When you love for life. You have my back whenever I fall. When I pray on my knees, I thank the Lord for you and say that I wanna be
like my daddy.
Yeah.
Ooh, just
I wanna
like
be
my
wise
daddy.
Like my daddy. You're so patient with me, my daddy.
Like my daddy. Ooh, just like
and
my
you're so
daddy.
Strong, my daddy.
even when you don't understand me. You have the articulate mind of a businessman, always pushing me to do the very best I can. When I ask you for advice, you fall on your knees and begin to seek the Lord on behalf of me, who I wanna be.
Jumped the gun on that one, getting people excited on that one. So if we can, we'll let you know. Hey, y'all, we are coming back, though. We're sorry again for the inconvenience. We had to change some cameras and some angles, and that's why y'all see stuff now that y'all normally don't see. Look, I feel weird now because y'all looking. But anyway, we are coming back. Let me see if I can help y'all a little bit. Let me give y'all a little bit of volume that way. That might help y'all try to hear me. All right. All right. So anyway, we got this article, right? We're going to talk about this article, and then if something, we're able to make some changes at the end, we'll do that. But we got this great article. What church is going to look like, or what church is going to look like when we return, right? What going back to church will look like when some of the churches return. That's our topic of conversation tonight. It's got a few points, but we're just going to go through them, and we're going to do what we do, right? This article was just written a couple days ago, actually. Actually, it was just written today. The writer is Phil Cook on churchleaders.com, and he just makes a real quick couple points. He says this. He says, since we're all thinking about emerging from this COVID-19 shutdown, how we restart church service is foremost on most pastors' minds. And as a result, I've been in conversations with pastors and leaders over the past few weeks discussing strategies for making that happen well. He says, keep in mind that it's ultimately not just a legal issue. It will be a behavioral issue as well. How soon will people be comfortable being in a room with hundreds of others? That's a big question for going back to church. It is a fair question. Tony Miller, a senior pastor at the Gate Church in Oklahoma City, made a good point last week when he said people are comfortable in Walmart or Home Depot because in those stores they're moving around. If they get too close to someone, they can always walk away. But in church, where the atmosphere is more confined, the more difficult it will be. I want to say this, too, because I've seen a whole lot of people, again, trying to make things political that shouldn't be. Because, you know, you have a group of people who said that they don't believe that churches should have ever been closed. Right. You have a group of people who feel like they don't believe that churches should have ever been closed. They said, well, people can go to Walmart. They can go to Costco. They can go to Sam's. How come they can't go to church? Right. They say, if Walmart is essential, why isn't church essential? Here is, let me help some people. Right. I can't get toilet paper at the church. I can't get chicken, hamburger patties, bread, and all those things 24 hours a day at the church. Right. So the argument that I can go to Walmart but can't go to church doesn't fly. That argument doesn't hold weight, right? Secondly is you're supposed to be the church, not the building, right? And the minute we start, and I think what happened with us is a harsh reality popped up for a lot of us was that we forgot that these bodies are supposed to be the church, not the brick and mortar buildings that we go to every Sunday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and whatever other days you happen to be down in the building. This place is wonderful, but it's not the church. It's a place where we gather, right? It's a place where we gather together to worship. It's never been a place where we were supposed to get comfortable in, right? And I'm sorry, if you look at the original temple, the temple that David had wanted to build, that Solomon ended up building, it gave all of the greatest. It was one of the most greatly designed, intricately designed, all of the materials, all of the description of this wonderful temple that Solomon built. It was a beautiful thing. But if you notice inside the temple, it didn't have any chairs. It never gave a description for chairs. I'm going to teach for a few moments. It never gave a description for chairs. Why? Because they never wanted people to be comfortable in the temple. Right? If you notice when you go to Sam's and you go to Walmart, y'all want to do the comparison. The only place you can sit in Sam's and in Walmart is the place on your way out the door after you buy some food. The only other place to sit in Sam's and Walmart is if you sampling out one of them nice massage chairs or some of the patio furniture that you might see. Other than that, there is really no place for you to sit in the Walmart or the Sam's. But church, we got real comfortable with our cushioned seats and our theater-sized seats and our plush chairs and all those things. So yeah, that's why some of y'all got mad, because you realize now you no longer had the covering to hide behind the lady behind you who did all the shouting for you. Now you had to shout for yourself. I'm going to help somebody in a minute. That's why some of y'all got mad. Some of y'all got mad that the church closed because you couldn't hide behind Sister Girl who would do all the shouting on your row. Now you had to shout for yourself. But anyway, So we want to talk about what going back to church will look like for some churches. All right, so here we go. The writer says this: readers of this blog will be leading churches of all sizes in states with different regulations and timetables, and congregations will have different personalities. But let me share a little about what I'm hearing in the hope that it may give you some ideas that will work in your particular situation. Mind you, every state is different, right? So the writer of this article decided he would put this together just to try to help us out as we move forward. So here we go. Number one says this: many churches are starting outside. Many churches, when they restart, they're starting outside. Now, this is not even in the article, but let me tell you why. Because we're going to be in the summertime. By the time this thing is fully cleared out, it's going to be late June, mid-July, heat of August. So many churches are starting outside. The writer says this: an outside service offers a lot of advantages, like multiple exits, easy spacing, the weather is nice, and it's a more open feeling. People won't feel hemmed in, and it may be more comfortable trying this out before coming into a building. And as a result, I'm hearing from a number of churches that they're planning their Mother's Day services outside. Now, this article is old. Okay, so that point is old because we just had Mother's Day. But here is where the problem is, right? We still are not supposed to even gather together here in Illinois. We can't even do more than 10 people. He says it would also be interesting to provide a drive-in area as well as with a sitting area for people who would be more comfortable staying in their cars. We've already seen churches do this, right? We've already seen churches have drive-up services. We've done drive-up communions. We've done drive-up communions, right? Now, one of the things that's going to be different is baptism. Baptisms have been put on hold, because we're still trying to find out information regarding, you know, this whole thing and the transference and water and things like that. But I love this. I love the fact if you have the capability of putting up a tent in your church parking lot and having folks sit where you can sit the seats separate and group the seats separately, I say go for it, right? If that's going to be something that you're capable of doing. Again, these are just suggestions. These are just suggestions. This is what he says. He says, which brings up the idea that in states where the full shutdown is continuing and you can't assemble outside, this might be the time to experiment with a drive-in service. It's a strategy that reflects weather, people's personalities, and the local vibe, which means it often works in some places like Southern California and may not work in others. Yeah. Drive-up service wouldn't work in Chicago right now because our weather is bipolar. It's what, 50? What's the degrees outside right now? My phone ain't even telling me what the weather is. That's real special. Oh, 46. 46 degrees outside right now. So we couldn't have a drive-up service, right? And people standing in their cars without running their cars on. But if this was mid-June and it was a balmy 75, 80 degrees, guess what? They could pull up in the parking lot over here at Ebenezer. We could put speakers and stuff right here in the front of the church, and we could have our service right in the midst of the block. People would still be separate. People would be in their cars. Families would be in their cars with their families. And all we would still do, look, we could still do what we need to do. They got them long baskets. People that do the electronic giving can do that right from their cars. People who want to give by cash, we got them long 6-foot baskets that we can pass to the car windows. Anything is possible, right? We can't let even situations like this hinder us. Let's go. Number two. Again, we're talking about what church will look like, what some churches may look like when we go back. Number two says, cleaning the building on overdrive. Cleaning the building on overdrive. He says this: virtually every pastor is ready to activate the volunteers to be cleaning, wiping down surfaces, and offering sanitary wipes and masks to members of the congregation. Even during the service, pastors are planning to have teams wiping door handles. Wow. Teams wiping door handles, spraying disinfectant, and handing out masks. Right now, he says, I would err on the side of cleaning too much rather than not enough. And this would also be an excellent time to install no-touch water faucets in the restroom. Yeah. Yeah, this would be the look. The automatic, I don't know how much those things cost. I'm sure they're not cheap, but the, what's the thing it's called? the sensors. Thank you. The sensors for the toilets. the sensors for the, because here is a major problem with the toilet handle. Probably got to be one of the most disgusting places in all of the bathrooms, because it ain't like you flushing with a clean hand.
I'm sorry, I just had to.
I'm just saying, you wash your hands after you flush. It ain't like you go get up, wash your hands, go back, flush with the clean hand, then turn back and wash again. Y'all don't hear me. But I will tell you this. If you're not already cleaning, you should be. If you're not already cleaning, and I mean doing your deep, you could be doing your deep cleaning now, especially for those of you who are doing church from your living rooms. Your church ought to already be spotless. If you're doing church from your living room, your church ought to already be spotless. Your church ought to already be in a position or a place where you guys don't have to be speculating about how clean my church is, or is my church clean enough. Your church ought to already be clean. Okay? All right, let's keep it going. Let's keep it going. Let's keep it going. Where am I at? Oh, here. Okay, there is the video. All right. So let's keep it going. Number three. He says, the writer says this, get your overflow rooms in shape. Get your overflow rooms in shape. Okay, so I just put the camera up on my screen over here. And so I see some, I'm like, ooh, that look real dusty right there.
That's like
I can see it on the camera, which is gonna bother me. So anyway, you just said we need to clean up, though. You did just say that. Number three says this: get your overflow rooms in shape. He says this: depending on the local regulations, it could be a limited number of people in a single room or building, not on the campus, which means that you can only have 50 people in the sanctuary. Then you might be able to have another 50 in an overflow room and another 50 in a fellowship hall or a facility. If that's the case, then start now making sure that you have working audio and video connections to as many overflow rooms and facilities as possible. Double check your regulations to be sure. So here is the deal. This is why it's so important to have all of your stuff connected, right? This is why it's so important. You should be able to have audio. I know it's expensive, but you ought to be able to have audio in as many rooms outside of the sanctuary as possible. Right, it's a valuable investment. Right, it's a valuable investment. It's look here. I know plenty. If you're in the Chicagoland area, I know some great sound people who can make sure you have what you need and ran to wherever you need it ran. But it's something that's necessary if you plan on doing it. What if you have like a kitchen area, and in your kitchen area currently, you should be able to hear your church service, right? Because if you're in the kitchen and you're working in the kitchen, you want to know when the pastor wrapping up, because you're like, you know what? We got to get ready to serve food, right? Or if you have an overflow, there should be a video feed, a live video feed. And I want to help y'all out. Facebook Live is not a live video feed. Let me tell you why. Facebook Live is live to you all. What you all hear me saying right now, it is coming through delayed to you. So meaning if I had Facebook Live broadcasting in another room in the church, they're going to hear and watch in a delayed fashion. So what you really need is a video camera just producing a live video and audio feed that is separate from the broadcast that's being streamed on the internet. I'm just trying to give y'all a little bit of education on how this works, right? But you got to make sure you get those rooms up and in shape. I just thought about something. Okay, you already did that because I muted the what you called it over here, and I need to unmute that. All right. Anyway, let's keep going. Number four says, also check the rules for capacity. Also check the rules for capacity. The writer says this: in some states, it may be a capacity issue, not a numbers issue. This note came in from the church media and growth consultant, Kirk Cameron. He says, Texas Governor Abbott has opened all public spaces up to 25% capacity with 6-foot social distancing guidance. However, Most of the Texas churches I've spoken to are going to wait for the 50% capacity rule, which will likely happen in 4 to 6 weeks and hold for 3 to 18 months. Wow. This is in Texas. He says, however, this means that small groups can meet at full capacity on campus in rooms made for 4 times their size. This is significant. And churches that are running at only 50% of their sanctuary before the virus are much more closer to normalizing. One large church in my area normally has 2/3 of the sanctuary full, so they can add 1 extra service time and normalize. So let me use this for an example. If this was applicable to Illinois, and if I just use Ebenezer as an example, we could meet at our full capacity at Ebenezer and not be in trouble. Because of the size of our sanctuary, right? We could meet in our full capacity. It would simply mean that a lot of people like to sit on the floor would probably have to take one side of the balcony, right? If you come in with like, so literally like if you coming in deep, if you come in deep, like we have people who come in 6 deep, right? Family members 6 deep. Y'all can sit together. Because if y'all got it, y'all all, I'm just saying, y'all all coming from the same house, y'all can sit together, right? But if you're coming in, it's just you and your boo or whatever, y'all can sit wherever. Or if you by yourself, we'll take you on up to the balcony. Take one of them 400 we got up there in the balcony, right? There's room for everybody to sit somewhere, right? Again, it all depends on your capacity. Let's keep going. Number five. This is where the rubber meets the road. Keep focused on the online service. He says this: most pastors and communication teams have done a brilliant job of connecting with congregations through live streaming, and it isn't time to let up. If we can only have limited people in the building, you will still be ministering to many more online. So keep that a priority, since you'll continue to have great impact there throughout the transition back to the church and beyond. And for the record, even after this is over, he says, I hope you've learned that your online viewers are a legitimate congregation. So please keep being intentional about ministering to them as well as the congregation you can see from the pulpit. You have got to. And now here is the deal. We are in week seven or eight. Of being online only. Your congregation should be, your online viewership should be growing. What does that mean? If you started off with 50 or 60 or 70, here is the deal. And this is how I know if your congregation is truly sharing your broadcast. Matter of fact, I'm going to put some people on Front Street right now. Let me duplicate that tab and let me go over here. I'm going to go to, I want to pull up our church's broadcast from Sunday. And the church's broadcast from Sunday, come. Boom. All right. So the church's broadcast from Sunday. All right, here we go. Happy Mother's Day, EBC Sunday. All right, this has, if I see this correctly right now, we have, oh, okay. At one point, I saw 65, 70 people, maybe even 80 watching. 6 people shared the video. Six. So part of this keeping your online service focused and keeping your online service relevant is you have to train your people how to share the video. If you got 90 people watching your live video, if 90 of them share one time, that's going to get you at least 10 more people per person. Right? That's going to get you 10 more people per person. Hey, Nasia, we had some technical difficulties. I saw you just popped on. I don't know if we're going to still be able to. We were trying to play the video. I'll find out for you in 25 minutes. 20 minutes, actually. But we still going to try to play it at the end because we had some technical difficulties. But anyway, this is the deal. You have to teach your people how to share. And if you're a church who is still a novice at live streaming, you got to get your people to share. One of the things my brother, Pastor Washington, who's not here tonight, one of the things that he does that his people do so well is when he comes on, he doesn't have to tell them to share. They automatically start sharing, right? Whether it's his live church, whether it's his Kitchen Chronicles, whether it's any of the things that he does, they automatically start sharing because he took the time to walk them through the process. If you want your church to grow, if you want your church to grow remotely, right? If you want to have those additional people watching and paying attention to your service, you have to teach them to share, right? It's a simple thing. You can share and you can invite, right? Share, when you click that share button, that gives you an option. It says share, share in a group, share to a page, or start a watch party. Even if they start a watch party, right? Now, if they're in the building, you don't want them starting a watch party. But if they just hit the share button, it brings people to your broadcast, even if they only pop in for a second. So you have to keep focused on the online service. Let's keep going. Number six. Again, we're talking about what going back to church will look like for some churches. Number six says, you're going to have to retrain your greeters. Retrain your greeters. The writer says this. This is a good time to adjust the traditional meet and greet, the time before and after service. Make sure your volunteers give church members plenty of space coming and going. And this might be a time to trade the offering plate for a drop box in the back or online giving. More than anything, be sure your volunteer team is sensitive to whatever members of the congregation are feeling about coming back. I know Pat, I forgot to send it to you. I know we're going to have to invest because when you have an older congregation, those who still give in cash, those who still write checks, you have to have a means for them to drop their giving, their tithes and their offering. And I know I just looked online the other day. Did I send it to you? No, I just looked online the other day for the baskets with the long poles on them. Everywhere I looked, they were sold out. Even down to the Watra, they were sold out. And they're not overly expensive, but they have some that are 5 feet long. So now nobody has to physically touch the basket anymore. They can drop their stuff in and then you take it and dump it and you're good to go, right? But you're going to have to train your people on how these things are going to go forward. You have to. You can't continue to do it the way you've been doing it because you want to make people comfortable, right? You want to do what's necessary to make people as comfortable as possible, right? To make them as comfortable as possible. That's all you can do. That's all you can do. Let's keep it going. Number seven. And I applaud the churches that are already doing this, right? Don't forget the young people. Don't forget the young people, right? Don't forget the young people. The writer says this. He says, in our efforts to get adult worship back up and running, we should also explore positive options for young people. I'm hoping that church leaders give youth programs or youth groups priority consideration during the restart. Some reports indicate that youth are suffering much more than they or we may realize. I'm in total agreement with this. I am in total agreement with this, that we have got to make sure if you're not already incorporating your young people, you should be incorporating your young people. It is absolutely imperative. It is absolutely imperative that we incorporate our young people into what it is we are attempting to do, right? Because you're not going to be able to continue doing things. We can't go back to what we were before. We have to be smart. We have to be, we have to show some ingenuity, right? We have to be able to do all of those things going forward. All right. And then here's the last one. it says, lastly, number eight, this is not the time to embarrass or shame anyone. This is not the time to embarrass or shame anyone. The writer says this. He says, in our enthusiasm, trying to encourage people to come back, let's remember that some will still feel unsafe for quite some time. This isn't the time to unintentionally make them feel badly about staying home longer than others. Being sensitive means being sensitive to everyone. And if we don't, we'll only drive them away. That's it, y'all. That's what it says, right? So we have to be careful with that, right? So watch this. Everybody, when your doors open, they're not going to come running back to your church. And the reason some might decide they're not going to come running back to your church is because if they didn't feel your church was all that clean in the first place. Right? I had no problem coming into Ebenezer from the time we started. Right? From the time. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm watching. I told y'all I had the Ebenezer broadcast up from yesterday. And I'm seeing myself in the pulpit. Yeah. Doing some, did I think I was at the club? What dance was I doing? What? I just saw my sway going back and forth. I had a semi two-step, gospel two-step going. That's what we have to remember. You can't shame people for not wanting to come back to the church. Quick question to my associate producer. How we looking? We can? We can't? Oh, no. We good. You can't? Oh, because you're not on switcher. Oh. But if you start switcher, won't it take it over like the other time? No? It's okay. If you leave it like you left it on there. Oh, you have to already be on switcher, you said. Okay, got it. All right, y'all. So we was gonna try to do you know what? This is what we can do. We're gonna do this. It's been that kind of day already, so guess what? We're gonna be out. We got how many minutes we got left? Technically. 17 minutes left. So this is what we're gonna do, y'all. We're gonna take a quick break. If you choose to come back, you're more than welcome to come back. We're gonna take a quick break. And when we come back, we're gonna drop this live feed. Look for the part four to come right back up. And we're gonna have the video. We're gonna have a little fun before we get out of here today. So let me get y'all. Well, I'm gonna turn some music on. But if you're gonna log off, you can go ahead and do that. And then we're gonna keep this thing going. Let me play this over here. On where is my stuff at? All right, y'all ready for this? All right, we're gonna take a quick break. Be right back, y'all. Two T's, one L, one O. Be right back. That'll work. That's Shante Act. Bow down. Be right back, y'all. TTLO.
Satan, bow down.
But the other one's still alive.
Cause I'm sitting with Jesus in heavenly.
We are coming on back here. Coming on back. We are coming on back. So look, we'll do this again. And I wanted to share her video with you. So this is a live, this is a live recording. Yes, behind me, yes, behind me,
under my feet, because I'm
pleading
with Jesus in heavenly places. And if you believe, please sing it with me.
So I need y'all to do this. I need y'all to do
this.
Again, it's on this CD called Dare to Pray. Do I need to hold this up again? The thing. Okay. it's on this CD, Dare to Praise Different. Dare to Praise Different. Lanesha is on. Okay, she is on. It's on this CD right here, y'all. Dare to Praise Different. What's this? This is the number 9 track. It's the number 9 track on the CD, right? It's the number 9 track on the CD. So do me a favor, y'all. Hit a bunch of shares real quick, right? We ain't gonna push play until we get up to what we gonna do. We had 10. Now we had 20 of y'all on here a little while ago. So and I know people just got tired and they tired of getting kicked off and coming back. But we ain't pushing play until y'all come on back up in here. So I need y'all to push play. Call your mom and them. Tell your mom and them that this video is about to play real quick. So I'm gonna need y'all to hit the share button quite a few times. I see 2 shares. I see 2. That means I got to share it, right? I see 2 shares. What's wrong? Oh, I see 2 shares. Let me share over here. Let me share myself. Did you share? Okay, that's 3 shares. I see Tanya shared. Let me share it myself. Let me share it over here. All right. I see Nasia on here. Nasia gonna hit the share button. Everybody, right, that's the share. I done shared it. Y'all sharing it. Come on. Let's hit the share. Let's go. Then I'm gonna invite people, right? Let me just do this down the line. Go all the way down and just click these people and invite them in real quick so they can see the debut of this video. Come on, y'all. Now we can get this back up to the numbers now. Come on. And then hit the invite button, right? Then y'all got to hit the invite and invite some people. That means the people, right, that y'all normally don't talk to, they're probably going to get it. You want to invite me, but you ain't talk to me. Nope, but I want you to watch this video, though. So come on and watch this video, and then you can download the video. The video is on YouTube and all that. Come on, y'all. 11, 12, really? Come on. I know we can get back up about 17, 18. Oh, you know what? I know what to do. Hold on. Let me do it this way. If I do, yeah, boom, here we go. All right, let's do it this way. Come on. I was trying to do my watch party. Well, my watch party don't want to work. All right, oh, there it is right there. All right, boom. Okay, here we go. 17. Now we talking. See, then we do this watch party. Watch party going to kick it off, and then we going to jump on up. I see 18, 19. Come on. That is now. All right, so let's go. Here is the debut of He's Been Good. Bye, y'all. Yes, sir. Look here. That thing is hot. That thing is on fire. I love it. Yes, sir. Y'all got to check it out. You had to be there. Y'all had to be there. It's funny because I'm sure y'all went through. Oh, now I can turn this off because I knew I was delayed. Thank you. All right. So y'all can check it out, man. It's an amazing, amazing, amazing time. We had a good time. Myself and my producer, LaTanya, we were there. We had a good time. Y'all, I was on camera for about 3.4 seconds way in the back, get my praise on in the back. But it was just that good. But you can check her out. Oh, cool. Thanks, Jay. I just saw that. The Father Lanasia, it just came up on my screen. You know, I'm delayed, so I just saw that. But it was cool. It was a good time. Y'all got to check it out, man. We're going to play this again. Well, no, you got to work Friday. I'm gonna figure it out, though. I'm going to figure it out. But we're going to play this again for you guys again, man. I like that, man. That's a good one. And I'm going to say this for Nasia real quick, if she's still on. You know, for the next video, you know, I already told you where to come. I already told you where to come to shoot the next video, right? So you come on over here at the birthplace and get it in. And look, we'll make room for you now. You already know. Look, just call Big Bro. Just call Big Bro, and we'll get you on up in here with the quickness. But man, that's he's been good. I like that one. That look, I like all of them. But I like that one. And we saw it live. And if you've never been to a live CD or DVD recording before, there's always, you know, they have some happen. So Nasia got excited. I'm going to tell you, she's going to get mad at me. But she got excited while they were shooting the DVD. And so because, you know, sometimes you just have to go with the anointing. And so the anointing was real heavy in the room. So if I'm not mistaken, Nasia, you can help me out. The video that just played, I think that was the second take. Cause if y'all would have saw the first take, the first take was something. Woo, my Lord. The first take was just, it was so heavy in that room. And so she had to end up going back to it again afterwards, because she didn't follow the, you know, her producer had set it up a certain way, her MD and everything, he had set it up a certain way, and she jumped the gun and went to this one early. But look here, folks was blessed. I had a good old time there. So look, but y'all, that's it, man. That was the show for today. It is we only went over a little bit. Praise white baby Jesus in swaddling clothes. But we're going to get ready to get out of here. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for the time we had on today. Lord, we just ask God that you will continue to keep your arms around all of those, God, who are still affected by this COVID-19. God, we ask that you would protect them in a mighty way. God, we ask that you would touch preachers and pastors right now, God, to continue to give them a fresh word for a time such as this. Lord God, we will be careful to give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise. Now, we pray this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, y'all, look, we get ready to go. But y'all know the routine. If you got to drive through a special city, y'all know the one we live in. We call Chicago. Do me a favor, my brothers and my sisters, keep your head on the swivel. Two T's, one L, one O. We out.
With your hands lifted up.